Oh, I'm so heated right now.
Why?
Oh, just start the show. I'm gonna become the angry wrestling fan. Like, you know it.
Oh, good. Welcome to the Full Nelson Press Podcast, Episode 6. We are recording this on August 24th. I am the creator of the FullNelsonPress.com, the unofficial WWE webcomic. My name is Brandon Kirkpatrick. You can find me on Twitter at Johnny, J-O-N-N-Y underscore Tango. I'm here with the mysterious Pete O'Brien. You can also follow him on Twitter at MVPete360. And of course, you can follow the site at TFNP. Pete, how you doing?
Oh, jeez. How does Cody Rhodes do that every time?
You scared everyone who listened to this.
It destroyed my throat. But yes, everyone, here he is. The most angry wrestling fan of all time. MVP.
Now, before you start, I was trying to look up some stuff because I was like, I'd watched so much wrestling over the course of 24 hours from NXT Brooklyn SummerSlam that I was like, God, I'm forgetting so much. So I went on YouTube and just started to watch people's initial reactions to SummerSlam. Don't do that. Don't do that. Any reaction video from any fan, they just hate everything. They and I know that's what you're going to do tonight, Pete. So I'm going to try.
Oh, you're
and
you
I'm
going
to try to
be
the
guy?
Uber optimistic
guy. You think I'm
going to
be that guy?
I think you're going to be angry tonight.
Number one, we got NXT Brooklyn.
Going to be amazing.
We got
amazing.
We got WWE SummerSlam.
The greatest pay-per-view of all time. Lived up to every expectation I wanted to and more, Pete.
I said yay.
Yeah.
And then we got to Monday Night Raw.
Sting's back, which as soon as they started bringing in that statue, and I'm like, they already showed us the statue. I know someone's in that.
You're
in
getting
that
too
thing.
Far ahead. We got to start.
All right. So
SummerSlam.
All right. Anything else you want to start before we get into NXT Brooklyn? Anything you want to say before we go into it right away?
I just want to thank.
All right,
the
that's
people
enough.
Who
that's
listen.
enough.
No,
so
I
the
didn't
first
get
match
to
of the night.
I just want to thank silence. I just want to thank the millions, actually not millions, we should say the dozens and dozens of fans who are tuning in, because we're getting there.
Hey, now
we're getting
we haven't
there.
Not, we have done a horrible job at saying where you can
we
find
are
us.
Not promoting, but whoever
I've
listens
done the
to
Twitter
us, promote
thing.
us.
You can find us just search the Full Nelson Press on anything. We're on Tumblr, we're on Facebook. We
I
do.
tweet all the time. I'm a
No,
live
you don't.
tweeter.
Yeah, MVP, you tweet a lot. I don't do as much tweeting as I want to. I think of funny things. I did write a good one today. I wrote during Raw. I wrote, "My dad owns a dealership," and I put quotations on it. Put Charlotte next to it.
I drive a Dodge Stratus. If she said that before her finisher,
my dad owns a dealership.
No, actually, you should say my dad flies a jet. You know, because he's the jet flying. But anyways, all right. We got to get
NXT
into this.
NXT Brooklyn was
off
the
the chain.
First match of the night, and I'm pretty sure about this because I can't remember. It was Jushin Thunder Liger versus Tyler Breeze. Am I right?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Tyler Breeze's entrance was awesome.
Amazing. So patriotic. I was crying for America.
We have to also, though, let me do this.
Okay.
Triple H starting off the show with all the stadium, like, dark and talking about how NXT came from. Because literally, NXT started, like,
it was
FCW
like
down in a fucking, what, a storage bin?
Yeah.
I think Storage Wars tried to bin on them one day. Yeah.
They just open it up and it's just a bunch of wrestlers all fucking pasty white.
You see Rick going like, all right, wait a second.
Bill DeMott
like Charlotte's
just closes
worth,
the gate.
Worth at least $30, maybe? Is that what she's going to give me? So anyways, they started off from nothing. Then they got Full Sail. Then they got Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. All right? They are blowing up. Like, now listen, and I don't care. I'm nerding out over NXT because
we are
Triple
on
H actually
the sixth episode of our podcast. Pete has now told us the entire past, present, and future of
you
the NXT.
You are welcome.
Moving on.
Welcome,
so
folks.
Tyler Breeze's entrance is probably the most entertaining thing about that match. The match itself to me was kind of flat, and I don't think that was on Breeze's side.
I don't think it was either. I think Juicin was a little too old.
Right.
Like, I don't think he'd say Tyler Breeze is good. Mm-hmm. If he went up to WWE, he'd be lost in the shuffle. He would. I'm not going to lie to you there. Because he's like, unless he joined up with Dolph Ziggler, Tyler Breeze would be forgettable in WWE. And you know what? I did like the match. They had their moments. They had their, like, you could see Juicin, like, being like, oh,
can I just say something about Juicin? I felt like just watching Rey Mysterio 4 years ago.
Exactly. Thank you. He wasn't, he looked round. Mm-hmm. Like,
no, it wasn't even round. It was just like the moves.
You could tell
I was
when Rey Mysterio was getting out of shape when he covered his stomach.
When he started wearing the shirts, and you're like, Rey, why are you? Oh, I get it. It's,
and he's like, you know what? Belly. You know what, guys? I'm no longer a Mexican. Mm-hmm. I'm fat. Like, I don't have a comment.
No, but it wasn't even like his physique or how he moved or the heavy breathing through his mask. It was the it was just watching the repertoire of the moves he was doing. It just felt like an actual Rey Mysterio, like, Hurricanrana, does something off the top rope, throws him into the ropes, does something off the rope. No, yeah. I mean, I saw more better things off the rope from Kevin Owens on SummerSlam than I did from Jushin, Thunder, Liger,
all right,
Bad News Barrett,
makes sense,
versus Tyler Breeze.
Makes sense. So great for the match.
Right.
I'll give it like a B minus for the historic reason because it was Juicin.
Right.
Tyler Breeze did good. I'll go B minus because the crowd dug it.
I will give you the B minus, but I would say if you skipped the entrance of Tyler Breeze, it'd be a C. It'd be a dead C.
Ah, oh, you're the worst.
I
you are the worst. You're
care.
A Roman Reigns fan. On to the next.
Oh, okay. So next was Blake and Murphy and their manager. I don't remember her name. What's her name?
Alexa Bliss.
Alexa Bliss.
The little tiny pop of my life.
The
she is adorable.
She is. I like her. I think she's gonna be a big heel in the company.
You keep them together.
I will.
You keep the whole group together.
That's the thing with NXT that worries me is every time I see something like next, I'm going to talk about the Vaudevillains. As soon as they bring them up, give it 6 months and they're going to be feuding with each other. You know what I mean?
They need to.
So they took on the Vaudevillains and something I have never seen before in wrestling, and that is blue pants. I actually had to ask you the next day you called me, and I'm like, what is Blue Pants?
Blue Pants was she's like the blue man, like the blue meanie of NXT. She is the job squad.
See,
she came out to make Carmella look good. And what happened was, is like the crowd was just like, Blue Pants.
Why does she not come out with that I'm Blue song? Like, why is that not a thing?
Well, when the Vaudevillains took off, like, their, you know, their t-shirts, everyone saw blue.
Yeah.
The crowd started chanting, we want blue pants. Because they knew someone was coming out, which was
obviously
awesome.
It was, as not being able to watch NXT, I knew somebody else was coming out.
And when she came out, the crowd went
That match was an amazing match. I have to say, it was entertaining. You don't see that length of a tag team match today.
You don't see that many good tag team moves.
Especially with it only being team with manager versus team with manager. Normally, if you see that good of a match, and same with SummerSlam's match was pretty good, but that's because there were umpteen people in that fucking match. With this match, it was 2v2, and it was a good, well-told match.
And they did it so well, mm-hmm. to the point that you saw Alexa Bliss get on the ring, And that's when all the fans were starting to boo because they're like, oh my God, she's going to interfere.
Right, this is it.
Blake and Murphy did the roll up. They kicked out and did their whirling dervish to finish it off. And the crowd
went nuts.
Yes, it is. Mm. It is a real move. If there's out of the 22 fans that are listening to us, they know if they watch NXT, that's a real move.
Spell it. We don't have time.
Okay.
So the next one.
I had a W in my head. And I was like, wait, did you give it an H, maybe? I don't know. So,
all right.
But they did it. And it was sick.
Yeah.
And Aiden English, Simon Gotch are perfect. Mm-hmm. That is a great tag team. Blake and Murphy and Alexa Bliss calling themselves Bamf. Mm-hmm. It's just badass motherfucker. If you know your Twitter lingo, they're NXT is doing things that like the attitude.
Stop
era.
It! Stop it!
Sorry.
All right, the match. Talk about the dumb match.
A. I give that match an A.
All right.
That
I'm
made
gonna give
sense.
That match.
That was awesome.
An 11 out of the alphabet.
Good. So that's 100,000.
That's 100,000.
100,000, folks.
Obviously. Great match. Great turnout. I'm excited to see what happens next to the tag team division. I was going to wait till later, but I think we should bring this up now. William Regal later in the match announced a Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic tournament. And that's going to be amazing.
I feel like
at this point, Triple H is just playing universe mode on the new WWE 2K16. And
it's
shit
so
keeps
good.
Coming up, and he's just like, I should do this.
Jason Jordan and Gable.
Yeah, I think I will
and
now
they're
start
They're
going to
be great. They got so many good tag teams down there. I can't wait.
This is from, it's going to start on October 7th, and I will start making time in my schedule to watch NXT to see this tag team tournament.
By the way, folks, when Brandon says making time in his schedule, he has to fit wrestling in between video games, mm-hmm. cracking open a Pepsi, Mountain Dew. I'm sorry. I was rude. Video games. Sleeping. Maybe go to work. You have time!
No. I want to tell you right now, first of all, I have been a year and a half free of soda. So I don't keep it in the house anymore.
I was just at your house.
I know. And that was only because prior to that, we had a guest over and I had... When I drink Captain and Coke, so I needed to buy soda at the time. But other than that, I never keep it in my house.
Really glad you did, because I think I drank like your whole 12-pack.
I know. That was okay. And then you fell asleep on my couch before the pay-per-view even started. But,
it was so lame, though. That was a bad pay-per-view. Don't even get mad
I don't even know which one it was. That's how bad it was.
Here we are, forgettable 2000. Yeah.
And here's the thing. I watch a lot of old pay-per-views when I'm doing my comic, because my comic typically takes like 30 hours a week. So that's what I do other than working. I should start watching NXT more, I think. Anyways, moving on. We're already 12 minutes into this podcast, and we're way behind.
By the way, folks, we're
going to
be going.
We should already be talking about Undertaker and Brock by now.
We're going longer than we have to admit it.
Right.
We're just going to tell the fans. Guys, we're going longer than an hour.
So I have, before we start the next match, I have two questions for you. First is, what is a Ty Dillinger? What is that?
Okay. Ty Dillinger was actually teamed up with Jason Jordan. They had a good little thing going, but then they split him up.
Okay.
Because Jason Jordan is a beast. Okay. And actually, Ty Dillinger is not bad. And now that he's come out with this whole perfect 10.
Right.
Is hilarious.
It is hilarious. So my next question is, what the fuck is an Apollo Crews?
Apollo Crews was part of, wasn't he Utah or some nation? I'm going to say it wrong and we're going to have some wrestling geek call me out. Utah Nation or something like that.
Okay.
Apollo, he is a freak.
Is that the
dude.
WWF Union faction?
I don't, it's close.
No.
He is a freak.
I was his opening promo that they kind of did for him, like to set the match up. I was kind of like, damn, I've seen this how many times.
He looks familiar,
before.
But like
he just like everything like that built up to him. I'm just like, we've seen 100 faceless wrestlers give us this. I'm born to be a wrestler kind of thing, and we never see him again. I see him in the match, and he did some pretty impressive moves. So I hope. to see more of Apollo Crews.
He is a Bobby Lashley 2.0.
That's what I see him as, is just somebody who's like a Bobby Lashley, but can do some more ring moves. Because I think
like,
he did
dude,
a couple flips that were kind of cool.
He did
that one middle rope flip, and yeah. That was really cool. That was the one I was thinking of. That was really cool. That really impressed
me. Here's what you got to say.
Okay.
Yo, Apollo, if you want to make it, Vince McMahon's still alive in WWE. He will make you a title holder. Get up there now if you want a chance.
Like, just walk up to me like, cake, man. Can I just like have a couple matches with Adrian
Vince
Neville?
Vince would be like, heck yes.
just feed Adrian Neville to him.
Hey, who do the fans like? Who do the fans like? Okay, yeah. You can kill him.
Just destroy Cesaro
while
you're at it.
I'll give that match, like, for what it was worth. He had a good showing. I'll do like a B-.
I will give
like
it
he did what he was gonna do. Right. And they let Ty Dillinger actually do some moves too.
Right.
Because that dude's not bad.
Right.
He isn't bad. He just needs I think he finally found a character down there. Because he's been messing with some stuff down there.
It's nice to see them use them as filler on a pay-per-view. So that's gotta mean they have some sort of faith with both of them. I will give it a B-, because I've seen it all before with other wrestlers, but there were some moves that Apollo Crews that kind of showed me, which are cool.
When that dude does the same move as Adrian Neville,
right?
You're just like, okay,
yes.
this guy is an athletic freak.
So the next match was Samoa Slow versus Baron Corbin.
People hated on it. I liked the, I know what they were doing. They were trying to do like this big bruiser match. Samoa Joe, thank God your music got changed.
Right.
Oh my God. He used to cut it. It was like, oh, don't. And then all of a sudden it's like, ew, cheeky, doo doo chew. And I'm like,
Pete, I don't care about the poor music. I want to know about the match.
No, you have to, because the music helps a wrestler in their creative.
I thought you were going to say arousal with all those porn music.
Yeah. I'm half cocked. So anyway, they did like a big bruiser match. Samoa Joe's that guy. Samoa Joe should be on the main roster. I think they're just using him down there to like get him to know like how WWE does things and how you don't break Tyson.
I see him more as a Rhino character, that he's never going to come up to the main roster.
I think he will. I think he'll premiere at a Rumble. I think he'll premiere at
the Rumble. Okay, yeah, I'll see him on the Rumble, but I don't see him in an actual storyline.
I could. He's good on the mic. He's good in the ring. The whole Tyson Kidd freak accident, that really sucks.
Yeah, thank you for destroying my wrestling. And I know it's not completely his fault. It's just like,
it was just freakish.
Right, like,
he's totally done that move so many times.
He pulled a Rey Mysterio on Tyson Kidd and almost got him. Almost got him.
Can't wait for that Total Divas episode.
I'm sorry. I see Tyson Kidd going, my butt really hurts.
Just tell you, like, is it bad that I saw the preview to tell you it's like Tyson's really hurt? And I'm like, well, Samoa Joe did it.
And you just see him down the hall just crab walking towards her.
Actually, no, Tyson Kidd couldn't walk.
Oh, that's right.
He broke his fucking neck.
Yeah.
The
match itself, I'm gonna give it a D, because honestly, the match itself, I understand, because I saw it right away, too. They're trying to go with this big, they're just two big guys beating the hell out of each other, which was great, up until the point that halfway through the match, shit just slowed down to a point that when the submission just happened, you were just like, thank God, because I was about to tap.
I think it's because Baron Corbin has done matches for, like, all of his matches have been maybe, like, 30 seconds. Like, the crowd counts down, because it's stupid.
Right.
He hasn't done like a full length match, and he finally did. You could tell like he was wearing down a little bit because he's not used to it.
Right.
I'll give it like a C.
That's dumb.
A C. I'm not gonna give it a D. I'm sorry.
So the next match, we're doing pretty good here, is the first main event of the night.
Yeah.
Bayley versus Sasha
the
Banks.
Boss.
Yes. Gotta say, this match was pretty good.
Pretty good.
It was amazing.
I'll tell you this.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. When people say they want to see women main event, which is what I've been saying.
I want you. Okay. Before you start, I want you to talk about this match without bringing up any other divas that were not in the match. If you bring
That's
up
fine.
Emma
That's fine.
Or Paige, you're
you
done.
Cut me off. All you right. can cut me off. This match here shows why Triple H actually knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
He had an awesome entrance for Bayley, and the crowd loved her.
Yes.
Because
her promo got me hooked. That's the one thing I like.
You know why? Because she is a wrestling fan.
Right.
That girl loves wrestling. She lives and breathes wrestling. When she was first on NXT, she was that dork, and I was just like, God, that's way too cheesy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you watched her, and you're like, this girl, like, cares.
Right.
And then you had Sasha Banks, who I watched when she had no music. And then she became this mega star. Mega star. Because Sasha Banks will be a future title holder. Because
and not to cut forward here at all, because it's not going to get brought up when we talk about Raw.
Well, I mean, we already know Bayley took it.
Right. No. I'm just talking about like when Raw hit, the entire Divas promo Monday night or tonight
was
everyone was chanting, "We want Sasha," and that just shows that
this match mm-hmm. was awesome.
It was amazing.
This
it
match
truly
had
was
everything.
A great match.
Everything you wanted. You had these ladies like, oh my God, Bayley's hand being broken, so Sasha kicks it in between the steel steps.
That was cool as
shit.
Maybe
the last time a diva did something like that. You have to go back to Trish Stratus and Lita.
Right.
Does that count that I can? Can I bring them up?
Nope, you're done.
Okay.
So next match.
Oh, suck off!
No, I think the last time that happened was Lita and Kane.
Yeah, but okay, you had Bayley try to do. They had that move where Bayley fell from the top ropes, but she made it look like she was hurt, but she landed fine.
Right.
But then you had Bayley do the reverse enziguri to do her Bayley to belly suplex at the end,
mm-hmm.
where like it looked like Sasha landed straight on her head,
right.
And I was like, oh no.
She was dead. I know. There was a couple times I saw it where I was like, they're hurt.
But these girls know each other so well, and What makes me a wrestling fan, and I don't care if everyone's going, oh, the history, blah, 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 like, grit, I get it. These girls are changing it, and they are pushing the boundaries, and again, there will be a women's main event soon enough at a pay-per-view.
So I'm cutting you off.
Nope, because the finish was awesome.
The whole four horsemen thing was like people were mad about that. Bullshit.
It was
written from Triple H to be like written from life. You know, this whole them all coming out and doing the hugging thing out of character and all that shit. Even though they kind of were character at the time, it was totally written by Triple H, which is okay.
Charlotte and Sasha Banks cried when Charlotte lost again.
Right.
Like, we get it.
Mm-hmm.
They all know each other.
Right.
That's why the future of the, like, and I'm not going to call them divas. The future of women's wrestling
mm-hmm.
is on point. I give that match an A++. I'll get two pluses.
Oh, my God.
Because that was so good.
All right. So our rating system has already gone from the worst to the best.
Oh, shut up. I know people out
it's
there
already
sitting
broken.
There nodding their heads.
It's
I know
broken.
They're sitting there listening to their podcast going, yeah.
MVP. But that guy just gave it 11 out of an alphabet.
MVP actually knows what he's talking about.
So I agree. That match was probably the match of the night.
It was
I would
so
have to
good.
Say a second to that would be the tag team match, with a close third being Finn Balor versus Kevin Owens for the NXT title.
I liked it.
It was good.
I liked it.
Other than the finish, which was, I'll be honest, I don't like Finn Balor's, is it?
The coup de grace.
The coup de grace.
Dude, but he did it so high.
Yeah, but it was pretty and much imagine like, trying watch to... me just stand on this guy from 20 feet.
But imagine your finisher, you have to jump on some guy and not shatter their chest bone.
Yeah, that's hard for me.
I'm a huge Finn Balor fan.
I am too, don't get me wrong.
Huge Kevin Owens fan. Huge. Yes.
Those are the shirts the character I own. That they are making with Kevin Owens. I am now enjoying the Kevin Owens I wanted to see. Or at least I should have been shown. Maybe.
I've liked him from day one.
Yeah.
When he powerbombed Sami Zayn after winning the title, I'm a Kevin Owens fan. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you this. I think they sort of held back just for the fact that SummerSlam was the same weekend. And you didn't want to ruin, like, you didn't want some freak accident to happen to Kevin Owens. You know, when he's already got his match queued up for SummerSlam.
One thing I will say as an artist, I really enjoy, like, the themes they go. Like, when they use the ladders match the pay-per-view. Stuff like that is really, those little things are really making me excited where wrestling is going, where you're going to start doing themes with pay-per-views, I hope, at least.
I doubt it.
I think we could see it.
I think that's the second ladder match in NXT history.
Okay, but the first ladder match, they used yellow and black striped because the theme of the TakeOver, it was the first TakeOver.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? I'm saying, like, I like them keeping the theme of everything together and kind of making the whole thing as a whole. Like, it was that black and white stripe went with the black and white Brooklyn. I like that. And I hope to see that in future pay-per-views roster.
I liked it. I mean, from Kevin Owens' entrance because Brooklyn loved him.
Right.
From Finn Balor's entrance because his entrance is 15,000 times better.
This pay-per-view's entrance of Finn Balor's, I have to say, was flat. It wasn't like the regular ones. I don't know, maybe they didn't do all the like bright lights like they normally do, but this one just felt flat.
Whatever, you've changed.
I have.
You're probably an Undertaker fan, too. So.
will get to Undertaker.
All right.
Oh, my God.
I'll give this match a B.
All right.
A solid B.
I think a B+. I will give it a B+, because I did enjoy it. So, I guess, overall, what would you rank Brooklyn as?
I gave that thing a B+. I thought they came out. You knew you had to compete with the main roster. They did such a good job. The crowd loved it. Mm-hmm. I thought it was... great.
I will give it a B+ just for the same sense of that, but there wasn't anything. I guess I would just give it a solid B. I wouldn't give it a B+. And
all right, well then don't say a B+ for that reason.
I know, and I started to say I was going to say my reasoning, and then I realized that it kind of contradicts what I was going to say. Was I want to give it a B because it was good to see them just put on a regular pay per view. Like, what is this, their third or fourth pay per view that they've now done? So then to just come out. What's that?
It's more than that, isn't it?
I don't think so.
Arrival, TakeOver. I think they're up to like 5.
Okay. All right. So they may be on their 5th one. But for them to just come out and now on their 5th pay-per-view and just run things as it's a regular pay-per-view was impressive. And that's why I'll just give it a B, because it just felt like a B pay-per-view.
That's why you give that. Oh.
Yep.
Like I said, I'll give a B+ only for the fact of two matches brought it down. Otherwise, it would have been an A.
All right. I'm going to give it a B because it felt like
a water
pay-per-view. No. Nope.
I can't get any water?
Nope. Leave. You can't leave.
I can't leave?
No, you can go get water.
Bullshit. I'm going to go with, folks. Here we are, Peter O'Brien in the field. Yeah. I'm still going. Let's go. What else you guys say? We're on SummerSlam, right?
Yeah, SummerSlam. I was actually going to take a drink of water while you were just running around.
Well, no, I'm walking around. I'm good. Let's go.
That is wine bottles you hear there.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. Horrible.
Oh, my God, folks. Can we talk about something quick?
Of an alcoholic.
Can we just talk about something for quick?
Okay.
Okay. There is a Pepsi hidden in my fridge. Now, to all of our new listeners... to get us up to 15. I love Pepsi. That is great. That is almost as good as NXT Brooklyn. All right, I'm back. What's up?
I don't get what this rant with the Pepsi came from.
Well, I don't know. Maybe Pepsi will sponsor us. Who cares?
That was
Pepsi,
stupid.
Will you sponsor us?
They won't. Next up, SummerSlam 2015, our first match of the night, Randy Orton versus Sheamus.
That's me making a fart noise.
Let's just not even talk about it.
No one cares.
Give it a grade. Give it a grade. F5?
No, F. Bye.
Okay. I want to give it an F5 because that's what it needed.
Because no one cares anymore.
Yeah.
It's not Orton's fault.
It's not Sheamus' fault.
Exactly.
It's just like, fucking A, we've seen this for 2 years, these two. Either tag together, feud together, make love together. We've seen it all.
Yep.
Moving on. I think next match was the tag team match of Primetime Players, Los Matadors, Lucha Dragons, and The New Day.
Can you hear that?
Yes. What an amazing match.
Day rocks. New Day rocks. When they first came out, I told all my friends, I was like, guys, I like New Day. Mm-hmm. Then they started to bury him a little bit with a terrible story. I'm like, that's so stupid. I hate what they're doing. Xavier Woods has all the credit to getting New Day back the title belts. And you know it too.
Yep. Absolutely. The things he was out there yelling, I heard him talking about breakfast. Did you hear him? We ain't ham, we ain't eggs, we ain't bacon, we ain't toast, we ain't breakfast every day. And there's like no conclusion to what that needed to be brought up for.
He hit the bicep meat and he just kept going. And I was like, I was even yelling, I was like, shut up, announce crew.
Right.
Just let us listen to Xavier Woods. Mm-hmm. And you know what, though? I love that match. Yes. I thought that match was good.
It was good. Now, it was really good.
Tag Fatal 4-Way matches would allow at least one member of each team in there. I think that would make a little more sense.
I think they should do that more. You're absolutely right. I would love to see, like, Triple Threat. Because that's what I thought the Divas match that we'll talk about coming up later, which should have been, like, should have been, if there are three teams, there should have been three Divas in the match at all time. Either that or make it an elimination match. And I like elimination matches that aren't the team gets eliminated, the person gets eliminated. Those are the best tag team matches, in my opinion.
Well, I thought this tag match was great. Mm-hmm. There was a couple botches.
Oh, it was. There were a couple fuck ups.
What they were doing, like, and my friend was like,
when one of the Los Matadors like got pushed off the top rope, and you're just the whole crowd just you just hear them all gasp.
You see Kalisto and Sin Cara go shit.
And the other one just jumps right back up there.
Yeah, he's like, all right, don't worry, we both look alike.
We got another one. Oh, but there were things that didn't make sense. Like, there was one time where Darren Young maybe tags Biggie Langston, okay? And he immediately goes in for the pin. And Langston, who just got tagged out, so he's got to go back to the rope, the corner, gets all sad and starts walking back. But he walks right past Darren Young pinning whoever it was. And it's just like, he can't, like, just hit him. Yeah. There were just dumb moments like that. It just felt like there was too much shit and people weren't paying attention.
There's little things like that that WWE Creative needs to start to, like, pick up on. Because their fans aren't stupid.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people think our fans are the worst stupid. No,
and
we're
our
not
attention
stupid.
Spans are, and especially when they're, like, a match 16 months in the making. We have a larger attention span than that, you know?
Yeah, I have ADD, and I paid attention.
Your same fans that are fans of wrestling, a majority of them are also fans of any other sport out there. And what is one thing sports get big into? Stats.
Stats.
And keeping stats and remembering shit.
Stacks or stats? What did you say? You
said
stacks.
I said stats.
Are you sure? You said stacks. Let the record show that you said stacks.
Big old stacks, loads stacks, of stacks. Stack.
Yeah. About to make some stacks in Grand Theft Auto. So anyways, no. The thing is, I loved it. I thought it was great. About time they gave it back to New Day because
absolutely.
They should have never lost it.
I knew they were winning, or at least I felt like they were winning when they came out in the white and gold.
My dark horse was Los Matadores. I actually thought maybe they were gonna.
When we predicted it, that's why I said I thought we're gonna be winning this, because I just felt like there's no way they're gonna give it a New Day again.
Yeah, but I liked it. I liked what happened. Mm-hmm. So I'll give that match a B. I thought it was a B. It could have been a little higher. Actually, we'll go B minus. Let's go B minus because of the botches and, like you said, the common sense.
That's what I was going to say, B minus, because, again, there was a lot of really cool things going on, but a lot of people just weren't paying attention to the ring. Next match was Rusev versus Dolph Ziggler. What a dumb finish. What a stupid finish. Oh, my God.
You are
Can you not just give fucking Dolph Ziggler the win with the headlock? I thought when he got that headlock in, it would have been the perfect fucking way to end the match.
I just hate the writing. Mm-hmm. Why would you do that? Right? And why would you have this, a no contest?
And the only thing is just like, as soon as I saw it, I'm just like, oh my God, does this mean we get another month of this? Like,
exactly. Now I have to keep dealing with Dolph Ziggler being one of the best in the ring, and Rusev, who is also good,
right,
dealing with this fucking chick fight.
I just feel like they're both in stale water right now.
I didn't see
a report about, and I don't know if this is true or not, and I don't remember where I saw it, but someone was saying that Lana has some medical issues that she can take bumps in the ring, but she can't take major bumps, and that's why she's not wrestling. If that's the case, she can't take major bumps. That's what it said on the website. I was trying to find it before we started the show and I couldn't find it, but I wanted to at least bring it up. They said she couldn't just do like major things, but she could still be pushed around and slapped and do all that other stuff, which I don't see how that may be the case considering how many times we've seen them tackle each other, beat the shit out of each other in the ring. But if that is the case, why are we investing in her?
Exactly. She is a manager. She is a lifelong manager. Not every woman needs to go into the ring.
Right, right, right.
Not every person needs to do, like, ring work.
Right.
Xavier Woods can easily be a mouthpiece. You don't need him in the ring. Like, he'd be an awesome manager. I think Xavier Woods, if they actually gave him the chance, he'd be the next Paul Heyman. Because of the way he's smart.
Oh, yes.
He can talk.
Yes.
So give Lana that chance, too. Right. There's nothing wrong with a woman manager not wrestling. Just let it go.
Right.
I don't care. And then it ended in a count out?
A count out. What the fuck?
Did I wear my Dolph Ziggler shirt for then if he's just going to get counted out?
I almost just feel like WWE Creative was just playing it as it was a game and then, like, just put the fucking controllers down and went and took a smoke break. You know what I mean? And they just got counted out.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll give that an F.
It failed.
Because if you're gonna end in a count out, that's a fail. That's
right. Cool. Right. If that's the case, make SummerSlam 3 hours and cut that shit out. Because I don't need to see it. Next match was Stephen Amell and Neville versus Stardust and the Cosmic King Barrett. Wade Barrett. Stepmom Barrett.
The Green Arrow surprised me.
With the shit he was doing in the ring? Yeah. Yeah.
The Green Arrow actually should be the tough enough winner.
Right? He was doing more. I said that to my wife while we were watching it.
Like 18 pounds of ribs going like, oh shit, I could take my spot. Josh goes, well, fuck yeah, I'm going to lose because of you. So.
Right.
That guy's way better.
Arm bars is the big thing that they can do at Tough Enough Radio. This guy
43
arm
bar.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know Stephen Amell does CrossFit, so that's obviously why he's in shape. But it wasn't that surprised me because I thought he'd be taking bumps and at least running around the ring.
He got beat up.
Yeah, he wasn't just in there like a Hugh Jackman punch. He was actually in the ring doing some pretty sweet moves for being just an average Joe wrestler.
I liked it. And I thought that match was going to be such a letdown. But I was sitting there and I was like, this is actually...
It was a good story from beginning to end. I truly enjoyed it.
I really did. Like, I don't know. I'll give it a passing grade. I'll go C minus because or C plus. He did some things, and then there were some times I was like, that looked a little awkward, you know. I'm also giving it a C plus because King Barrett's getting hosed, yes, Neville's getting hosed, and Stardust is getting hosed.
I don't think so. I think the only one getting hosed out of this whole ordeal is Barrett. I think this is giving Neville some good time. This is feeding more into Stardust as being a villain, because obviously the villain has to lose when you're using a superhero. I'm going to give this an A, but I want to say it's because I didn't expect much out of this. And I'm going to give it an A.
Oh, you're drunk, and you're wasted.
I'm not wasted. Now I'm not saying this is like the greatest match of all time, but from what I was expecting out of this match, I got more out of.
I mean, I do. I think you're going to see more of the Neville Stardust rivalry, which is fine.
Yeah, absolutely. Because
I love Cody Rhodes. I think whatever stupid gimmick WWE slaps on this guy.
I think that's the same. And what two perfect people to use? Wade Barrett and Cody Rhodes. The two people in the current roster that you can give them any shit gimmick and they can turn it into gold. So, next match, we'll just skim right past this one. Ryback, The Big Slow, and The Miz.
That happened?
Yes. And the match from beginning to end was everything I fucking expected.
Yep.
Other than Miz getting, I thought Miz was going to get a dirty pin.
I thought he was too, and I was actually hoping for it.
Yeah. No, I like Ryback with the title. I just want him with new opponents. Give me somebody else entertaining to have him with a match with. And if I show up next fucking week and it's now Ryback versus Big Show or Sheamus, I'm going to shoot myself in the fucking head. Because I just don't want to see it anymore.
Yep. It's lazy booking. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is lazy booking. It's not creative booking. Right. You are lazy.
Right.
Because you do not want to put the time into making that interesting because you don't want to take away from your top stars. Listen, you can like a big mid-card wrestling and you can like the main event. That's the separation. That's the separation right now.
That right there gives me the perfect reasoning for my grading. I'm not grading it because if you're not going to put the time into a good match, I'm not going to put in the time to even care about the match.
Exactly. So I don't care either. No. Hey, Ryback, I don't hate you. Miz, I don't hate you. Big Show, I'm bored of you, but I just don't want you wrestling anymore.
Can Big Show just be a GM?
Thank you. I think he should be. No, I think absolutely. He'd be fine with that.
We talked about that last week. So, moving on. Bray Wyatt and Luke Harper versus Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns. This match
is another angry one.
Yeah, this was a mediocre match. I thought I was going to get more out of it storyline-wise than anything.
Nope, we got nothing.
We got no, we did get something. We got Roman Reigns coming out with a W. So we got something positive out of it. Even though the next night, it was like it didn't even fucking matter or care or even happen.
Okay.
So I will give this match a solid C+.
I'll give it a C- because, one,
all right,
if you're not going to branch off this whole Dean Ambrose, Roman Reigns, Wyatt family thing, and not do some swerve because you're at SummerSlam and you built it up. The match was good. The crowd yelling Roman sleeping was hilarious.
Hilarious. That was even as a Roman Reigns fan, I'm still like, that was golden. Call him out on it. And that's not just calling Roman Reigns on it. That's calling WWE Creative out on that. Because there's no reason he should sell like that as much as he did. Now, do you want to, because, there wasn't too much. Do you want to just talk about what happened on Raw?
Not yet. We'll get Raw.
So, guys, can I spoiler grade? Alert.
Can I grade?
Later on.
Can I grade?
We're going to talk about what happens next.
Yes, can I grade?
We already did. You said C-, I said C+. Do you want to grade it again?
Yeah, I want to grade it again. I'm going to go D grade. Now because I'm even mad. I'm even more mad because we hung on it.
Douche.
Well, it was.
bunch of douche
Roman
everywhere.
Roman Reigns. Oh, but he got booed hard.
Well, that's Brooklyn for you. I expect nothing less. There was cheering in my household that night, and that's all that matters.
Why, between you and your two cats?
No, they are both Bray Wyatt fans, so. They follow. Because cats follow the buzzards.
I just don't have any words for that, so.
All right.
Whatever,
so,
what's next?
The next match, one of the best matches of the night, John Cena versus Seth Rollins. We got to see Seth Rollins, the Messiah, the savior of the WWE, in all of his white glory, coming out with the New Day and beating John Cena.
He didn't come out with the New Day, but they both had the same clothes.
He could have. They both look like they spent the night at like a half hotel casino at Vegas the night before and got these things on the way out of the gift shop.
Easily one of the best matches of the weekend. It was so good.
I would say it was the best match out of the weekend. The best
until
match out of the pay-per-view.
It was until Jon Stewart ran out. Now, no. It wasn't what the fact of what Jon Stewart did.
Mm-hmm.
It was the fact that he had the chair loaded up and he was looking at Cena. Then he stopped and looked at Rollins. But he could tell he didn't know the timing. And he looked at Cena again. And he looked out of place. And I'm like sitting there, I'm like, just hit Cena with the chair, dude. I already knew it.
First of all, yeah, I saw that too. Second of all, hold the fucking belt or chair like you fucking watch wrestling before.
Exactly.
And just hit him
if
over the fucking head with it.
If
yeah,
don't come out like you're
holding it like it's a sledgehammer and you're going to hit him with it. Because that does shit to anybody. Bullshit.
Oh my God. Whoop. His Seth Rollins 5-star frog splash.
Amazing. Oh my God, I forgot about the 5-star frog
splash. That was
way
better than any frog splash I've ever seen. Yeah,
oh my God.
Van Damme.
He did that.
He
there was
wasn't
another
baked
he
when
did.
He did it.
When he did the AA... Oh, my God, when he picked up John Cena and did the AA.
He did John Cena's moves. And that's when I sat there, I was like, oh, my God.
That's what Seth Rollins owns. He needs to be the guy who just does everyone else's submission. You know what I mean? That is a perfect gimmick for this guy. Keep him doing the fucking pedigree. He can keep doing that as much as he wants. As long as every time he has a good feud like he did with fucking Cena, he does one of their moves, whether it's next time he feuds with Roman Reigns and he does a Superman punch, or even if he, hypothetically speaking, let's say he feuds with Sting and does one of his moves. Keep it going.
Hypothetically. So, I loved it. I loved that match. Like, that match was so good. Mm. Hey, Cena, by the way, can you stop doing the stupid springboard stunner?
Right.
You missed
every time.
Too many times.
Yeah. Stop
you're
making
not,
your opponents dive into your back so they can complete this fucking stunner move for you.
I get you want to try to do a more creative move. Right. Well, then do something that you can actually do.
Right.
Because you are missing
you can do the electric chair drop every fucking night. That's one of my all-time favorite moves is the electric chair drop. And he does it well.
Yeah. It's just... I'm so tired. I'm so tired of, like, I guess the match had me in.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't hate John Cena. I don't. I'm not the whole, let's go Cena. Cena sucks. I'm more of just like the whole, can you just write him a good story?
But that's not a good chant.
Yeah. You can't do that in a parody.
Better story!
We want a better story for John Cena! We want a better story for John Cena!
Yeah.
No, but like, Cena has elevated so many people on the roster right now.
Absolutely.
You know?
With everything he did with the U.S. title, I'm excited to see what this happens next for Seth Rollins in the sense of, does he now have to take on two people every pay-per-view with these fucking titles? Does this mean we're going to do some cheap-ass network-only pay-per-view where he defends his title at those events? You know what I mean?
I just think I'm more mad at the fact that whoever won got both titles, because I think that's dumb. I think that kills the roster.
Mm-mm.
I think that kills any momentum. Because you could say no. I will say yes. Because...
Well, I'd hope so. Otherwise, well, this podcast is going to be a bunch of yes men.
Well, it's just so stupid. Like, you have two different belts. You could have actually had a sweet tournament with a bunch of people for the U.S. title. Or Cena just keep doing his, the champ is here. Like, every Monday night. But now you have Rollins holding both. So there you go. There's elimination of more your roster, not wrestling for anything really worth anything except no. angry.
I think this is – I am happy that it is around Rollins' waist. I'm excited for him to have both belts. I'm excited to see creatively what they do with this, because this is going to be a challenge. I hope that – like, again, I'd like to see maybe if they do a network-only pay-per-view again – Elimination Chamber or King of the Ring, that maybe he does it there, or he defends it on Raw or SmackDown more often than having to just, you know, put up his title. And I'm sure however he loses this will probably be because of any kind of feud he's in the WWE title for. So kudos for them to give it to him. I'm excited to see where this goes next.
Well, when the match was set up, I was like, Rollins better win, because if Cena breaks Ric Flair's title already.
And
like,
then keeps the U.S. title, yeah.
It's too early.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong. I hope, like, I do think Cena's going to break Ric Flair's title. Like, I get it. Ric Flair is the man.
But this just means
But
that
all
when,
records are meant to be broken.
When Rollins loses, he's going to lose hard. I see him losing the U.S. title, the WWE title in the same night, and including Sheamus's Money in the Bank cash in that same night too.
That's three different titles.
What do you mean?
Do your math there.
I see him losing both titles.
Brandon's still thinking about Echo the Dolphin. He doesn't even know.
What a great game! Oh my god!
Oh my god!
There were starfish. Can we go? Are we done?
Can we go get a PS1? Go buy that game?
No. What I meant by that was, like, he's going to lose both titles in the same night, and losing one of those titles, probably the WWE one, it's going to include cash in from Sheamus.
All right, that makes sense.
All right, see?
All right, on to the next. Wait, what did we get?
Grade it. I am giving this match an A++, because this match from beginning to end, even with everything that happened to Jon Stewart, was amazing. It took the crowd in. It was classic WWE using a celebrity, but they did it right. Other than Jon Stewart, man up and hold a chair like a wrestler holds a chair. Pat Patterson has not wrestled for 120 years for you to hold that like Eva Marie does.
Ha! I'll give it a B+.
You're dead to me.
Yeah, I can be dead to you. Reasons. Match was epic.
Yes.
But no match is complete until the end. And if the end doesn't cohese well with coercion. Mm. Whatever. I don't know what that
Echo
word is.
Echo the Dolphin.
Whatever. Echo. So, without the ending being so smooth, that's why I give it a B+. That's what killed it. It would have been an A, that ending was just so awkward. It ruined it. For all the athletic shit Seth Rollins did too. That's what pisses me off.
You're just giving it a B because it didn't include an NXT diva.
Iowa. He's from Iowa.
Speaking of NXT divas, the next match is Team Bella versus Team Bad versus Team Submission Sorority. This match itself was amazing, but it was so fucking played out. I even told my wife as I was watching this, how long into this match do you think it's going to be until Tamina or Brie Bella gets pinned? And who gets pinned in the entire match? Tamina, and then immediately after that, Brie Bella. I would say
what happened was, too, I think, and I'm just going to say it, the night before, Sasha took some pretty bad falls. Did you notice she was barely in the ring?
Yeah, I guess looking at it now, she kind of wasn't always in the ring.
She was She came in the ring, did like a move.
You know what? You know what? There was a time even. There was a time. I don't want to interrupt you, but I was watching it. It was really confusing because Cameron or Naomi tags in Sasha. Sasha gets into the ring, and Naomi's like beaten up. I think at the time it was Becky Lynch. Sasha immediately turns around and doesn't even attack Becky Lynch and tags Tamina in.
Yep.
And she goes up there. They do a 2v1 move to him. So yeah, you're right. That was kind of suspicious. So you're right. She probably was banged up, and that would probably explain, spoiler alert, why we didn't see her at Raw the next night.
I think that's what it was, because
yeah.
I sat there and I was like, I don't care. I don't care. When she came out and the crowd was like, oh, we want Sasha. It's like, you should have watched NXT. Like, that's what the crowd should have said. Like, we want Sasha. And then, like, the crowd should have been like, she was last night. Like, you know, like,
stop making literally, up chants that are never going to happen, Pete.
They should.
I know. I just feel like you're trying to get into
13 listeners.
You're trying to make
wrestling
political arguments over three verse chants. And it doesn't work that way.
But, okay, here I am. Okay. I am the angry. I'm Super Saiyan. Okay, so what I'm saying is, the match was good.
Okay.
Team Bad should have never been out there. I don't like Naomi and Tamina at all. I don't. I think Naomi's voice is awkward. I think her finisher is worse. I think Tamina is Tamina. Go to TNA, you'll be a star. For the Bellas, I just don't care. I don't care that this woman is holding this title this long, because she's not defending it.
Exactly.
Why CM Punk was so huge is because CM Punk defended
every night.
Nikki Bella is not. Mm-hmm. She is not doing anything with it. It's useless.
Right.
If I was going to make
an accessory.
If I was going to make a faction, I would have Paige. And then, like, I would have Paige, Becky, Charlotte, Bayley, and Sasha all in one. And have all the stupid, useless WWE divas on another. Yes, I will call them that, because the girls who come up from NXT actually know what they're doing. The girls at WWE don't.
And I have proof that they're useless, because Total Divas is just them just existing, really, between training and
That's
shows.
That's the only reason why they are on this show,
right,
is Total Divas.
What I would love to see happen is the – I don't think we're going to get to a pay-per-view in time to cut off Nikki's title reign.
It's going to be dumb. She's going to break AJ Lee's record, who
for not
actually
defending.
Knew
right.
what she was doing.
And defended it every night.
Yeah, she did.
Or every week or every month.
Oh, my God. And the thing is, if I hear Brie Mode one more time, I will.
Oh my God! So oh my God! No! Keep the Brie Mode going. I saw the greatest Brie Mode of all time at SummerSlam. The Brie Mode, the very last Brie Mode, where she gets pinned and she yells Brie Mode, does the drop kick, immediately face plants, and then gets pinned.
Yeah.
The fucking funniest Brie Mode I've ever seen. I was crying in laughter after that one.
Brie
it was
Mode.
So fucking
it's
funny.
It's so bad.
Now, I would love to see them do like the week
or that's what the, I hear.
The
oh,
next
by the way,
pay-per-view event quit, before.
Quit sniping your husband's moves. Thank you.
I'm oh sorry. Your God. When she was doing the kicks, they were yelling no.
Yes.
And that was that
I
just right
it.
There just solidified that no one likes you doing those moves. I don't like Daniel Bryan, let alone wanting to watch you do those stupid shit moves. I think the next pay-per-view the next WWE event right before her reign to beat that, I think they should do everyone that was in that nine woman match should be in a ladder match for that title.
There's,
that would be fucking
that
epic.
Would be epic. If you
no
put
joke.
All those women up there,
yes.
that would put diva like women.
Because not
women,
only
women
not
on...
only do you put the women on a pedestal, but the whole three women team would just be split up after that. You could start that match, Pete, and then in the next event have three separate storylines going on with three separate women out of that match doing their own thing and completely splitting that whole Diva division up. Because it's not that we want to, we can raise the Divas title by just putting that belt around six women in the Divas division right now, or not even six women, four women in the Divas division, putting that title on
them.
Make the division better by giving them more matches in a night, by giving them their own storylines with a hot happen to
or more like relevant matches.
That's exactly it. More relevant matches that you're giving them cohesive storylines that either match with other storylines with other superstars or their own single entities without having to be included with the Divas title. Because whoever gets the Divas title next after Diva, after Nikki, if it's one of these four women, automatically this Divas title is going to be right back up to where it needs to be when people like AJ Lee and Paige were holding it.
Yup. I'll give this match a C just because I thought it was sloppy a little bit.
It was C. I agree. The whole like watching everybody get up on the top rope and jump off of each other down at that one part that they always do was just so fucking boring and played out. I didn't care.
Yeah, you want to make me like feel better?
Right.
Charlotte, powerbomb fucking Brie Bella through three tables.
Why are we not getting to see the whole Charlotte and Nikki Bella feud that I've been wanting to see?
Nobody wants to see that.
Everyone wants to see Sasha and Charlotte.
So Charlotte needs to take the belt from Nikki, and then Charlotte needs to go against Sasha.
I agree with you.
I think they need to have at the next one, because you know they're going to do another like 8 tag because it's WWE and they don't know what they're doing.
Right.
You have Sasha turn on Team Bad, and then you have like Paige and all them like get together and like you just need first like what's next? Survivor Series? Is that the
Night
next
of one? Champions is the next one. That's what I was going to cut you off with, because that means Nikki has to defend her title at the next one.
No, she doesn't. Look at Night of Champions. Night of Champions has one championship match. I think that was last year. WWE is just sitting there going like, oh, Night of Champions, is that what we're going to do? Well, guess what? I'm the champion at picking these awesome matches.
Pete, every Night of Champions pay-per-view that we've had, every active title is defended.
No, they haven't.
Go back and look at them.
All right, I'm going now.
All right, go now. While you're there, I'm going to talk about, I think, I want to see Charlotte versus Nikki Bella in the sense that I cannot wait to see Charlotte kick Nikki Bella's ass, and then that set up Charlotte versus Sasha. We have to get there first.
They need that because you saw the crowd go nuts when those two stood and stared at
her. Absolutely, but I think there's one more hurdle to get past to get that, and that's Charlotte versus Nikki Bella, which I'm still excited to see, in the sense of getting to see Charlotte actually have a one-on-one match and put on a good show and show what she's made of to get that belt. So I agree with you. What did you say, a C?
Yep.
I'll give it a C. So next match was Kevin Owens versus Cesaro. Awesome match. I was a little disappointed, I'll be honest, that Cesaro didn't win, but I'm okay with Owens winning. I like Cesaro more than I like Kevin Owens. But that's not to say I like Cesaro to get that push more than I want Owens to get that push. I'm sorry.
No,
I really enjoy Cesaro.
I think Cesaro has the push. I think he is there. I thought the match was awesome.
Absolutely.
I thought the match was technically sound.
Yes.
I thought the match made sense. I thought the moves made sense.
All of them
were just epic. Like,
the only downside I saw from that, Pete, was the finish of Cesaro, both feet on one side of the ring, and then him getting put into him hitting his nuts on the rope. It just felt kind of sloppy and forced that he was getting on that side. It just felt like, what is your angle by going over on this side? It looks like you're almost about to fall off. That was my only downside to that match. Overall, you're right. Everything was sound.
The brain buster, that was amazing. Owens going, it's over. And it does a pop up powerbomb to him.
When Cesaro was just going to town with the uppercuts.
Yep.
And the crowd was chanting, "You're on fire!" And Cesaro pushes I'm sorry, Owens pushes Cesaro down and he's up on the top rope and he goes, "You're right, I am on fire."
Yep.
He plays with the crowd very well, I will admit. But
Owens does all, everybody's like, he mocks everybody. I love Owens.
Mm-hmm.
I think who cares what he looks like in the ring? That dude knows what he's doing.
The dude needs to stop wearing a damn shirt. I mean, if the guy's going to be wearing sleeveless shirts to the fucking ring,
he cannot
get a tan.
Oh, yeah, he needs a tan.
That's the only thing. I get it. He's a big guy. I have no problem with that.
Well, you're a big guy.
I know.
You can't be mad.
I can't. But if you're a wrestler and you're in there and you're wearing the sleeveless shirts, just get a fucking tan, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my only problem with that guy. So grade the match. Grade the match.
Hey, I thought that match was actually really
good.
I thought that match was so good.
I'm going to give it a B-, and that's only because of the finish.
I thought the finish was sweet. I thought the finish was awesome.
No. I just meant that part with on the top ropes.
Where he sort of slipped?
Yeah. When he throws him off the top rope and then does his power slam, it was amazing. But that slip just ruined that kind of ending for me. So yeah. I will give that a B-.
You know what would have made that awesome? If Cesaro did his suplex from, like, the corner, how he picks people up from.
Yeah, yeah. But we saw that earlier because I think Rollins did it earlier, so.
Oh, that was fine. That matches.
Are you opening a can of whoop-ass right now?
No, I'm opening a can of soda.
Oh. All right, so the next match, our final match.
Opening a can of whoop-ass right here.
Brock Lesnar versus The Undertaker. Okay, that was a bit disturbing. A little too loud.
Good. I hope it was loud.
Brock Lesnar laughing and Undertaker laughing back.
First off, Brock Lesnar's pyros didn't go top of the stage.
That's
no.
okay.
Brutal. I judge everything.
It's a 4-hour show, not a 5-hour show.
I don't care. You better have his damn fireworks. When he jumped in the ring, that was cool.
Yeah.
The match, yes. That was hilarious.
Oh, okay, so let's start from the beginning. Undertaker's entrance into Brock Lesnar.
Undertaker, I wanted to go to bed.
Well, yeah, up until the point that Brock Lesnar just ended the entrance.
Good!
Yes!
Because Undertaker's
entrance, I was waiting for Lesnar just to destroy Undertaker.
Times. Just go, dude! We know you're going to walk slow. You're killing enough time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I know I'm going to get so much backlash for that. I don't care. Undertaker's entrance is cool for 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
After that, I am bored.
This entrance wasn't so slow. It didn't take the normal time it takes to get him to the ring. But then them just starting the match off with them just beating the hell out of each other, you kind of just kind of... It told the set of the match. Overall, I enjoyed it.
The laughing was hilarious.
Definitely making the internet right now with the amount of memes are hysterical.
The
right
middle
now.
Finger was awesome.
The middle finger was awesome. Can we? I guess we know the match was amazing. There were some really cool counters, like Brock Lesnar countering old school. Fucking awesome.
Yep.
Some of the different tombstone reversals to F5 reversals. There was some. Those two guys know how to put on a good match. When they were both laughing at each other and then just punching the living shit out of each other while they were trying to stand up. Brock Lesnar getting cut open. I now expect that in every pay per view. Other than the point that he had blood and drool and snot dripping from his chin was a bit much for me. That gross motherfucker. But overall, I thought the match was entertaining.
Now, I'm gonna get so much flack because I'm bored with old people fighting younger people. Like, I am. Like, I get it. The Undertaker is the dead man. He's unstoppable. All right, when I was growing up, yes, you were. But guess what? Brock Lesnar came around, and Brock Lesnar... will not get choked out by some senior citizen.
How do you do a choke slam to someone who doesn't have a neck?
Can you
answer me that one?
And then the whole mess that was the end It was, they oversold it. They oversold it.
Mm-hmm.
The crowd didn't get it.
Yeah, that's the one thing I took back
that's
from the...
That's what, like, ruined it.
Yeah, that's the one thing that I had taken back from me from the end was that your crowd was indecisive. No one was booing. No one was cheering.
Everyone
was just
was
like,
quiet.
Is this the fucking end?
What? And then
it was
Undertaker
silent.
Undertaker started choking out Lesnar.
Right.
And everyone just sort of sat there in silence. Mm-hmm.
The only thing that saved that finish was Paul Heyman's promo at the end.
I'm sorry, Undertaker, just quit, dude. I'm done. I don't care. I don't care to see you in a ring anymore. You
right.
did it. You mm-hmm. you had your run. It's over.
But this means we're going to have another Brock Lesnar and Undertaker
it
match.
Is. It is. And it could be at WrestleMania.
Oh, my God.
And that's stupid. Because you could have easily set up something better. And
that's just like, set up something better. I am looking at the list of people on the roster, and I could pit both Brock Lesnar and Undertaker against completely different people and still have a better outcome.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So for that match, I will literally, because of how bad the finish was, because the finish just sucked the sail out of it. And then there was nothing at the end. There was no interference. There was no authority. There was no Vince McMahon. There was nothing to just be like, no. We literally just watched it on the TitanTron, and you're just not going to say anything and it's going to be over?
Mm-hmm. There was
I give it a
C
because of
bottom
that
left corner.
Brutal. That was the worst finish. That was the worst. Yeah. Mm. The middle finger was fucking awesome.
I'm going to give it a B minus.
But the way the match ended was so dumb.
Yeah.
I don't get out. Like, middle finger, great. The laughing, great. The F5 through the table, great. But nobody's going to believe a 58,000-year-old man is going to choke out Brock Lesnar.
Right.
He's in UFC. Okay? So make it realistic.
Right.
We all know wrestling is, like, not 100% real, but make that part at least better so your fans don't feel so dumb for ordering your product. Because that was bad.
Right.
That was a bad finish.
Yeah, it was. Because you're going to go back and look at all the different Slumber Slams of the WWE.
Yeah.
And
I want to look at Slumber Slams, too.
Summer Slam.
Slumber Slam.
Slumber Slam.
You've changed.
That's just how I felt about it.
All right. So, Summer Slam, what do you give it?
C minus. No, I'm sorry. B minus. You said C. I said B minus.
No, it's the overall show.
Oh, the overall show.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a B plus.
I'll give it a C. I'll give it a B minus.
Mm.
The matches were good. The finishes were brutal.
Here's the thing, though. We had one really, really good main event between John Cena and Seth Rollins, and the reason I give it a B+ is because your entire main roster kept that fucking pay-per-view going. Other than a couple flops, a lot of the current roster kept that whole 4-hour pay-per-view going up until Brock Lesnar and Undertaker.
No, I'm not just saying that one. I'm saying there was a bunch of terrible finishes.
No,
that's why you get a C+. F you, SummerSlam.
Yeah.
F you.
Can't wait to see you next year where we see Undertaker versus Brock Lesnar with special guest referee, another Undertaker.
Right? It's too big for WrestleMania.
Speaking of which, if your fucking main event is too big for WrestleMania...
What are you saying about WrestleMania?
Oh, yeah. And why are you not building this like it's fucking WrestleMania?
Whatever.
It's past us now. Now we have one of the greatest pay-per-views of all time, Pete, Night of Champions, where every championship from the hardcore to cruiserweight title is on the line. Chavo Guerrero is going to have a busy night.
There's three matches then. But we got to go to Raw. We got to go to Raw tonight.
So next, we have Raw. I have three notes from Raw. That's it. From a whole 3-hour show, I have
Yep.
three notes.
I literally fast forward through half the matches because, you know, when the commercial
you
break
watch
is coming.
SummerSlam.
Yeah.
When your main event is four of the fucking SummerSlam matches into one, I'm out. I don't care.
It's so bad. Like, just... Oh, so you're going to have Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose versus Bray Wyatt and Luke Harper again. But then they...
Who's this new guy?
Oh, I actually... My buddy texted me. He goes, who's this dude from NXT? I'm like, I have no idea who that is. I've never seen him.
I have never seen him ever. I looked him up, and he is...
huge!
He broke a bunch of records for, like, weightlifting and stuff. I saw a thing with him holding a bunch of tires.
Yeah. Guess what, folks? This guy is not small.
No. The only thing small in this guy is his face.
Yeah. I said...
The man has a gallon head, but has a human, like a regular guy's face. He just has a really shrunken in face.
It was like when Mike Knox and Snitsky had a kid.
Exactly. He could be Snitsky. We don't know.
He is...
It's not my fault.
It's
starts
not
kicking more babies.
My fault.
So,
all right, what are your three notes?
He's the black sheep. Okay,
is this one of them?
No, that
because
wasn't
that was pretty huge.
That wasn't even one of my notes. Because I knew what we would talk about it. The Dudleys return. That was pretty awesome. And it sounds like they are coming back either part-time, like into like kind of how the New Age Outlaws kind of came back for a little bit, which is exciting. I like to see part-timers coming back. I am one of the people who are... I am for as many part-timers as you can to bring in and help flush the roster through every couple months. But the Dudley boys returning, awesome.
And putting Xavier Rhodes through a table.
It's Xavier
was
Woods.
Great.
Here's my problem, though. If they are going to be taking on New Day, why is Spike Dudley not going against Xavier Woods?
I think, is he still alive?
Spike Dudley's still alive. He still wrestles the Indies. Under the name Unemployed. Oh. So
nice. What's note number two?
Q from Impractical Jokers was in the crowd.
I just don't know why we're even doing this show then.
And I'm a huge Impractical Jokers fan. I listened to Tell Him Steve Dave, another podcast, and it was kind of excited to see him in the crowd.
Oh yeah, what's number three?
Sting.
Stupid.
All right. So before we get into that, let's just set up. Nothing else mattered in the pay per view besides or the Raw besides Dudley Boys returning. Cool. The main event. Big
oh,
Show.
Oh, the new Bray Wyatt member is more important than Steve Dave or whoever you talked about.
Okay. All right. You're right. But we just talked about that. So moving on. The main event. Big Show punching Sheamus. I didn't get to really see why because I just kind of faded out of Raw. I was just done with wrestling, I think,
at
that
point. He punched Sheamus because someone ducked. But then I liked how Rusev and Owens were just like,
when
screw
I saw
this
that,
guy.
I was like, why is Rusev and Owens not a fucking tag team? They were just a few seconds I saw them in that ring. That was fucking awesome.
We'll see what happens with that, but the main event.
So
am I the only one who just doesn't care to see Sting wrestle Seth Rollins?
I kind of saw that play. Like, as soon as the forklift came down, I was like, we just saw the statue earlier tonight. It's not that big of a reveal.
I thought
obviously,
was gonna
obviously
jump
there's
out.
Somebody under there. I didn't know who it was going to be. It surprised me that it was Sting, just because Sting going for the title. Is that because we fired Hulk Hogan and he was going to do it?
But my buddy called it out. He was like, Sting has a huge thing with the the U.S. title. And it was just like, when it happened, I was just like, I don't care. I don't care.
Now,
when
if
I saw
happens...
Sting, when I saw Sting in Des Moines, I cared because I was like, that's awesome because he's going to WrestleMania.
Right.
When now... I saw Sting there, I was like, I don't care at all.
Right.
At all.
If Sting wins, if they're setting it up that it's going to be Seth Rollins versus Sting, which looks like this is the case, well, this makes Sting the first ever WWE, WCW, and TNA heavyweight champion.
He's not going to.
He's doing it. He's doing it.
No, you.
I hope not.
You cannot do this. This is stupid. Why was Triple H afraid of Sting? He beat him.
Yeah. What is the logic with people being afraid of other fucking people? Brock Lesnar should have been shouldn't have been afraid of Undertaker this entire fucking feud.
Thank you. If Undertaker ever showed up,
if you talk about for the last 16 months how you beat the shit out of some guy for 16 months, you talked about how mad you beat the shit out of him, how he was a useless piece of shit when you were done with him, how when you got in that ring, you broke this man in half, and then he just fucking shows up, do it the fuck again. That's all I gotta say.
Get mad. That's why I get mad with stupid, lazy writing. You cannot try to tell me that. It's so dumb.
We are at an hour and 20 minutes, and I still have some more we're going to talk about. So let's move on from Raw. We're not grading Raws. That would be dumb.
I'm not going to grade Raw, but when I saw Sting, I flipped my middle finger up. All right, Sting, if you're listening.
But that's just the sense of, it just shows that the WWE is like, we are looking at our current roster and we don't know who to put up next against for the champion. We can't see anyone else to put that title around anyone else's waist right now
other than
Seth Rollins and Sting.
That's why you got Bray Wyatt just sitting there and you are not doing shit with him. God, I'm so mad about that. Bray Wyatt should be going for the title. And
not only him, Dean Ambrose is playing second fiddle to a fucking tag team match that doesn't make sense anymore. What are you going to do for that match?
You're a Roman Reigns fan. Mm-hmm. And you're a Roman Reigns fan. And you just said he was second fiddle. He is not. He should be up there.
I know he should be. I know he should be. I agree with you. So, moving on.
Probably five superstars who should be going for the title.
I know. I don't know why we're not doing a tournament right now to see who's the next champion right now. And even if that means they don't fight at Night of Champions and we do this whole tournament and who wins it at Night of Champions, is it the next pay-per-view?
Do you think,
number one contender? Okay.
Do you think it's because Vince McMahon's just too old, and he just is trying to pile in as much money as possible before he leaves?
Yes and no, and here's why. We are getting to the point where two timelines are clashing. We are getting a bunch of new, nice, exciting wrestlers that are being built up the way wrestlers should be built up. And we have a lot of wrestlers who are running out of time. Sting is one of them. Undertaker is another. You can even put Brock Lesnar in that set. These wrestlers are running out of time, and that's what's interfering with our current roster and our current demographic, is that Triple H sees these wrestlers like Sting and is like, fuck, I can maybe get tops 3 years of this guy in the ring. Maybe. So I have to, what if he gets injured in between now and those 3 years? And I have put so much money into the contract on him. And the biggest thing I'm trying to do is push people into the network and want them to watch past WrestleManias and past content that I have on my network, that I will bring in those Rob Van Dams, Chris Jericho's, Sting's, Brock Lesnar's. Fucking A, at NXT we had Kevin Nash, Scott Hall, X-Pac all there. And how many times are we going to see them in just this last year? We are getting to that point where we're running out of wrestlers, and it's suffocating our current roster.
You just depressed our whole... You just...
All right, so let's get into something. Let's get into something more positive. We have the greatest game show on television today, Tough Enough. We have Tough Enough, and we're going to get our predictions right now. Who do you think is winning this? We have Sarah Lee and Amanda in the women's, and we have Josh and It Doesn't Matter in the men's division. Who do you think is winning this?
The two that don't matter will win it. Because
honestly,
bad this show is.
Amanda is not winning this. I know this for a fact she has never gone up. It doesn't matter. It doesn't fucking matter, man.
She would talk to me. I feel like I have the personality.
I feel like she would talk to you if the WWE told her to talk to you.
Well, that would work.
First of all, you're not a part of the Make-A-Wish Foundation, so it's not going to happen. Sarah Lee is winning this. just by watching the votes, she's been in the bottom. The problem with Tough Enough, I will just get this out there, is that the WWE product wants their contenders to go in one direction, and the universe doesn't give a fuck. And that's why ZZ and Sarah Lee is still there.
I really think those aren't real votes. I don't think they're real votes. There's no way.
I don't know. If that's the case, then this whole entire game show would not be the train wreck it is.
It's so garbage. Mm. But yeah, if they're smart, they're going to go Josh and Amanda.
Right.
If they're not smart, they will
eliminate both women and bring back Lita.
Yeah. She is done, dude. Her neck is messed.
I know. It's just, yeah.
So she's what a weekend.
Yeah.
What a weekend. So we got to get into
Pete, do you know what time it is?
You can't see me. My time is now.
Do it.
It's time for the super stud of the week. Who are you picking?
Stud? The person who has done the best this week?
Absolutely.
Seth Rollins.
Yep. I might actually have to do that too. The close second was the Vaudevillains.
Oh, no, how is that a close second? An Iowa native is now, for the first time in WWE history, the WWE undisputed world heavyweight champion of the universe.
Well, yeah, he's from our home state. We get it, but like...
And the United States of America. Not like Mexico or Canada.
Yeah.
Champion.
I said Rollins is. The reason why I said a close second was because of the finish. You didn't let me finish. Sir, you just WWE creative writer me.
Right.
You just cut me off. So,
but then
yeah, it's got to be Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
Now, what about the super dud?
You sound like lame. Like a really raunchy, like.
All right, first of all, like, don't get mad at me about this, folks. We just did this on a whim. What about it? Boop, 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 boop. Lame.
Who's your super dud?
My super dud has to go to The Undertaker. My reason being, you're too old, dude. Just leave. We watch you collapse leaving. Mm-hmm. We watch you struggle. I get it. You're still trying to make a buck, but it's over, man. Right. You're done. Mm-hmm. But
he's not. He's got one more match in him, Pete.
Oh,
one
no.
More match.
And it better be at WrestleMania, and you better just quit.
And it's in a Hell in a Cell. Because you know one thing about Hell in a Cell? They don't use
anymore. And I'm so sick of dealing with your streak. I get it. It's over, though. Your streak is done. Yeah. We don't care anymore. Now you're just going to walk out. Everyone's going to be like, oh, wow, we got to sit here. Hey, kids, if you need a hot dog, go now. Undertaker's entrance is going to take another 4 hours.
It's the American old ass.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye,
Undertaker. Do I get to pick a dud?
Yep.
All right. So let me just do this here. Sources from ringsidenews.com. During a match against Billy Kay at last week's NXT tapings, Eva Marie forgot to kick out at a 2 for a near fall. The referee, knowing the match was not supposed to end like that, held up his hand, but the crowd went ballistic and got on the referee's case for not making the 3 count. Eva ended up winning the match, but the crowd completely shit on her after they realized what had happened. So my dud of the week is Eva Marie. And I hate to be the person who's like, fuck Eva Marie, because I hate the negativity that comes in wrestling. There's a lot of negativity about wrestling. And I like to be as fucking positive as I can to be about it, because if I don't, then wrestling is a chore for me. And I don't want it to be a chore. I really don't. I put how many hours into fucking wrestling? But when Eva Marie just keeps coming up with these horrible fucking endings, stop fucking wrestling. Fucking quit. End your contract. Do whatever you need to do. Stay three more seasons on fucking Total Divas and get the fuck out of my production. Because I don't want you anymore near any blah, blah. I don't want you anywhere near the product of the WWE.
Oh my god. If you didn't stutter there, that would have been the best rant ever.
I know.
Oh my god. You went hard. Yeah,
dude,
she
I'm
sucks.
Telling you. I'm telling you, man. I just like because... it pisses me off. It pisses me off to a sense that I get pissed off at myself for getting pissed off at her. And then I'm in a fucking grumpy mood. You know?
Well, it's because WWE feels like she is the new Nikki Bella.
I know.
And they said that on Total Divas, and that right there made me look at him and be like, why don't you just slap us all in the face?
Right.
Because you just say you care more about looks than you do about anything else.
They're saying she's getting one-on-one training with Billy Kidman. Just stop. Just put that effort into something else. Just put it into anything else. Even if that means you're just making...
I thought it was Brian Kendrick.
No, I think it's Billy Kidman. I'm pretty sure it's Billy Kidman.
I think it's Brian Kendrick, dude.
It doesn't matter.
Billy Kidman's
stop.
Like 1,000 years old. He'll bring his him.
No, he can still do the flippy flop off of the top rope like it was yesterday. So leave him alone.
Whatever.
He doesn't have his ponytail anymore. The day Billy Kidman cut off his ponytail was the day wrestling died.
Yep. Dude, what a weekend.
Yeah, I know. I spent like how many hours every day for the last 3 days watching wrestling. I think I've changed a little. I feel like I went through a WrestleMania, but like a really, like a Dollar General version of one, you know? Like
yep.
You're like, you know, like that there's that Simba movie going around that was like the original story of the Lion King but wasn't made by Disney.
Yep.
That's how I kind of felt about SummerSlam. You knew it was a wrestling pay-per-view, you knew it was a thing the whole weekend, but then there were things that you were just like, ah, fucking classic WWE.
WWE, get your damn heads on straight.
They have their
heads
on straight.
No, they don't.
We have, coming up next month, the greatest pay-per-view of all time, Pete. Night of Champions, where every title is on the line. Do you know what that means?
No stories.
No stories.
No clean finishes.
No clean finishes.
And a bunch of garbage.
Absolutely. But it will still be the greatest pay-per-view of all time. We will have wrestlers who will be wrestling like Nikki Bella. We'll be putting up her title against Brie Bella.
For the first time in 4 months.
Right. We will have Seth Rollins putting up maybe a title against maybe Sting. We have Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose looking for a new Shield member without calling it the Shield against the new Wyatt family with this new guy. I don't think they have a name for him yet. I hope it's like something that like bashes Eric Rowan.
They said
Rowan.
It. I just completely
like.
Forgot.
I hope his name's like Derek Owens. You know, like Derek Owen. Like just some kind of like bash towards Eric Rowan. Like it needed to be that way.
Well,
he's the black sheep. That means absolutely.
I do like his new face, but
he's got a small face. He's got a really small face. It bothers me.
Well, dude, can we just say this? It was a great weekend of wrestling. Even
absolutely.
Though we ripped on some things, if you look at the overall product, it was good.
Truly,
there was just some sloppy things.
I guess if I could say anything, Pete, it would be WWE at its mildest. So.
Yep.
So,
well,
anything else you want to say before we end the show?
Well, from me, MVP360, that's me on Twitter.
That's what
I just want to say, folks, thanks for tuning in again. We always appreciate you. Hey,
right.
Leave some comments for us. Tell us what you think. Tell us
I
if you think we're wrong.
To...
I mean,
I
like... 90% of it, aim it at Brandon because he doesn't get it, but I
do. I don't.
So...
You guys can like us on Instagram. You can follow us on Facebook.
Do you know
you
that?
Can show us on Tumblr.
What?
You can twat us at Twitter.
What?
And I will set up a MySpace if that
what?
Makes us get more more viewers. Or more listeners. People don't watch us.
Is MySpace still going?
We're going to find out after the show, everybody.
All right, let's make a MySpace. We're making one.
All right. All right, everybody. Folks. Check us out at myspace.com/suckabutt.
Yep.
Don't tell
me. I'm MVP.
I'm Brandon Kirkpatrick. Yeah.
Bye, folks.
Bye, suckabutt.
Bye, suckabutt.
I got nothing else to say, man.